All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. 12 minutes. 12 minutes is what remains in regulation of this football game between Fulton and Chillicothe. The Hornets are on defense right now as Fulton has it first and 10 at the Hornet 25-yard line.
We need a turnover, Mark.
Fulton leads this game 26-23. Christensen in shotgun formation, takes the snap, hands off to Dean. Dean goes up the middle, spins off a defender, and falls forward down to the 23-yard line. Goes Dean.
Second down.
There's been only one turnover in this ball game, and it was by the Hornets in the first quarter. Fulton has yet to turn the ball over. Chillicothe has always been a very aggressive, opportunistic defense. But so far tonight, Fulton has protected the ball well. Here's Christensen with the quarterback keeper. And he gains maybe one down to the Chillicothe 22-yard line, where it'll be third down and seven now for the Fulton Hornets.
He maybe gained a foot on that. They moved the down box probably half a yard.
They're going to say third and eight on the scoreboard. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Shotgun possess situation for Christensen. Back to pass, throws into the flats to Dean. Dean evades one defender. Aaron Baker stays on his feet and goes sideways, but not northways, and he's brought down for no gain.
That's a new word. I like it.
Kind of spun off there, the tongue there, Bush.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do that again, though. I don't think I could do it.
Hey, they lost a yard on the play. It's going to be a fourth and nine now, as they've moved the down marker backwards, which that's a good thing if you're a Hornet fan. Chillicothe Hornet fan.
Yeah. Horstmeyer will be wide to the left. Three wide receivers are stacked up on the short end of the field to the right of Christensen. Christensen, plenty of time. Now he throws over the middle for Horstmeyer. He is incomplete on the pass. Horstmeyer was open after he cut away from Clampin in the end zone, but Christensen just overthrew it due to the defense of Clampin, and Chillicothe is the first team in the second half to stop the other from scoring.
Well, if the score 26-23, a field goal will tie it and possibly put this thing in overtime. We prefer a touchdown, but that's why they were going for two both times. And right now they trail by three, Chillicothe does. So they can go down and possibly kick a field goal. Of course, you'd much rather score the touchdown.
First and 10 for the Hornets at their own 23-yard line. As in the change in quarters, they are moving left to right on your radio dial, heading to the south goal line, and it's a carry by Midget, and he goes out of bounds near the 29-yard line of Chillicothe. A flag in the Hornets' second backfield. Noah Braun was on the tackle.
I don't like that flag.
Illegal block in the back against the Hornets.
Oh, geez. You probably heard Dan Bryan, the PA announcer.
They're talking to
illegal
Fulton.
Block in the back. So
he's doing the same thing we're doing, Butch. He's saying illegal block in the back by the Hornets. Well, which one? You know?
Yeah, I know. It was the good guys, I'm afraid.
Well, they're talking to the captain of Fulton on defense, is Paul Brooks. A senior, and they're marching this off against Chillicothe. This is going to be marked down at the Chillicothe 17-yard line. Gates goes out of the ball game and is replaced by Walker Thomas in the backfield for Chillicothe. 10 minutes remains in this game. Clampett now comes to the huddle with 15 seconds on the play clock. Down to 13, down to 12 as they get set. Down to 10, 9. Clampett's going to get it snapped here momentarily. He does. He goes back to pass, throws, caught by Alperin at the 30, and he's brought down at the 33-yard line.
That was a pretty play by the Hornets.
Good concentration by Alperin there.
Alperin made a nice catch on that ball, picked up most of the penalty yards, and got within a yard of the first down here. So it's me a second down and one, a short one at that. Now we got a timeout. I'm not sure what that's about. Coach Herb.
Official timeout.
The official timeout.
Butch, that's the third reception tonight by Alperin. Clampett has now completed 5 of 9 passes in this ball game.
I think they think it may be a first down. They're going to bring the chains out. I think that's what they're doing. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's exactly right. They're bringing out the chains. Let's see what happens here. That could be a first down.
Gain of 16 on that pass play between Clampett and Alperin.
Yeah, it's going to be short by a couple
of
inches.
Second down.
Clampett now is 5 of 9 in the passing department for 81 yards. Last week he was 4 for 7 for 99 yards. 9:25 remains in this game. Chillicothe trails 26-23. Clampett has 6 100-yard passing performances in his Hornet career. The last one came 2 weeks ago against Smithville, 125 yards. Second and inches for the Hornets. Clampett goes under center. He's going to go back to pass. Throws over them down the field. It's intercepted at the 40 of Fulton by number 8, Corey Masick. And he's into Hornet territory and goes out of bounds at the Chillicothe 34-yard line. There's a flag laying at the 31 of Chillicothe.
Yeah, that flag was thrown after the interception. So we got a hold against Fulton.
Personal foul against the Fulton Hornets.
That turnover, the second of the night by the Hornets, gives them 14 on the season.
They were trying with that second and short. They were trying to go for the home run there, and it backfired on them, Mark. Let's see. They sort this out here.
That was Clampett's 8th pass interception of the season and 17th of his Hornet career. It came with 8:59 remaining in this ball game, and Chillicothe trails Fulton 26-23. Quietness here at the stadium, Butch.
Yeah, they're saying that's a personal foul. I thought he indicated holding, but
you know, Butch, with this time that the referees are taking on this penalty, it kind of helps the Hornets out because the momentum had just swung with that interception there.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm sure Fulton was fired up, ready to come out and play some offensive ball. And that penalty took a long time to figure out and march off, and it's pushed Fulton all the way back now to the Chillicothe 47-yard line. Horstmeyer is wide to the left. Two more receivers wide to the right. Christensen in shotgun formation. He's going to pitch back to Dean. Stiff arms a defender in the backfield as he crosses the midfield, crossing Dean, the Hornet the 45. He's hit by Cole Nichols at the 44.
Down.
Gain of about 4 on that play.
Clock continues to run. No, clock stopped as he went out of bounds. 8:53 remains in the game. Horstmeyer wide to the left. Tilson and another receiver, Benner, wide to the right. Christensen back to pass, standing at midfield. He's hit. He throws. Oh, it was a dead duck flying out there, and Clampett tried to come up and intercept it at the 23 of the Hornets, but he just couldn't get there in time. Tyler, go ahead.
Dylan Gates put the hit on Christensen that time and really caused him to misfire on that throw. And you're right, Clampett almost intercepted. He would have made a heck of a play to do it. But Clampett was diving to catch that football.
You know, both. Go ahead.
It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 8 here.
Christensen in shotgun formation. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. He rolls to his right. 3rd and long as he throws from midfield. Incomplete for Horstmeyer at about the Hornet 27-yard line.
We're going to have a 4th down here, Mark.
Now, Butch, if they try to punt this ball in the coffin corner of the Hornets into the field, keep in mind what we said at the beginning of this game. Prior to the game in warm-ups, the punter was practicing, and the center hiked the ball clear over his head. The punter is Dalton Ford, a junior, 5'9", 245-pound punter.
He's a chunky little
potato.
He's
standing back at the Fulton 44. Clampett is standing back at the Chillicothe 12. It's a clean snap. Ford punts it away, barely gets it away. It bounces at the 19, takes a Fulton bounce, and rolls down to the Chillicothe 7-yard line. Big call there by Pat Kelly to punt that ball away, but you had to do it there, Butch.
Oh, absolutely.
You're at midfield. I mean, if you didn't convert on that fourth and long, Chillicothe would have had a short field to work with. Chillicothe right now trails 26-23 with 8:31 remaining in this game. Butch, I was going to say a moment ago, both these quarterbacks, Clampett and Christensen, they have stayed in the pocket well, and there's been several times that they've unloaded, and right as they've let go of the ball, they've been creamed.
Oh, they've taken some shots tonight.
Here's Clampett, the senior, strong line to the left and to the left of him. Midget and Long are split in the backfield. Gates is flanked tight to the left. Handoff goes to Long, goes off right tackle, and he's pushed sideways for a gain of one by Zach Benner. And the crowd goes quiet all of a sudden. We've got second down now and eight for the Hornets. Second and eight for the Chillicothe Hornets at their own 8-yard line. Clock continues to run. We're down to 8 minutes remaining. With 15 seconds on the play clock, the Hornets break huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Gates again will be flanked tight to the left. Midget Long in the backfield. Pitch back goes to Midget, coming around the right side, looking for some room. He is brought down by number 33 back at the 6-yard line, Kobe Kaminsky.
Now we got a third down and nine as the ball's going to be marked at the 8-yard line of the Hornets. 7:30 to go in the game. Chillicothe trails by three. Score of 26-23, the Fulton Hornets lead.
Kobe Kaminsky, a sophomore linebacker, good size too.
Yep.
6'1", 195-pound linebacker. Third down and 10. Clampett goes back to pass, rolling to his left. He throws. It's caught! Caught at the 20-yard line by the Chillicothe wide receiver, senior Zach Alperin. His fourth reception of the night is good for a Hornet first down.
Huge play right there, Mark. Keeps this drive alive with 7 minutes to go in the game. Chillicothe picks up the first down, gets it out to the 22-yard line of the Hornets. The ball moving down the field. On the third down there, third and nine, pick up the first down.
First and 10 for the Hornets at their own 22. Clampett hands off to Midget. Midget gets through the first line of defense, stutters off one defender, and gets up to the 31 of Chillicothe where he's brought down by Keegan Lee.
Plenty of time here, Mark, with 6:35 to go in the contest. Chillicothe's got it second and one.
Official timeout.
Officials have called timeout. I think they're going to bring the chains out. This is similar to what happened the last time. We had a second and short, and we ended up throwing an interception. Forgive me for mentioning
official
that, but I'm just telling it like it is.
It's all right, Butch. That's what we're here for.
I guess.
All right, they're going to bring the chains out over from the Fulton sidelines.
I think this is going to be short just like it was the last time.
Well, one thing's for sure, Butch.
Yeah,
it's short.
This is just almost
short by a foot.
Same play, second verse.
Down.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, one thing, Butch, these Hornet seniors don't want to see their season ends.
No,
but, you know, Clampett, Alperin, all the Gillen Gates, all these guys are coming up big here late in this ball game.
No, nobody wants to see their season end, especially you consider all the work that they've done over the last year and years prior to that.
Second and inches for the Hornets from their own 31. Clampett hands off to Long. Long hit. Tries to fight. I think he got it. I think he got it. He was tackled by number 5, Keegan Lee.
the officials called timeout. I don't know if they called timeout because he made the first down or they're going to measure it.
It's a their signal, first down. That first down comes with 6:21 remaining in this district ball game. Chillicothe trails 26-23 to Fulton.
Coaches there wanted to get the first down and then play it from there instead of trying for the home run like they did the previous time.
First and 10 from the 32 of Chillicothe. The Hornets hand off to Walker Thomas. He's in trouble in the backfield. He eludes one defender and is able to get up to the 35-yard line. A gain of about 2.5 yards. Did a good job creating that on himself as Cole Kettle brought him down along with Chris Tilson.
Walker Thomas did a great job that time of making something out of nothing. He actually picked up about 3 yards on the play and bring up a second down and 7. Ball just past the 35-yard line of Chillicothe.
Chillicothe has 2 timeouts remaining. Fulton has all 3 of theirs. We're down to 5.5 remaining in this game. Chillicothe trails by 3. Clampett goes back to pass, throws. It's caught at the 45 of the Hornets, and he's loose. It's Hayden Major. He's across midfield. He's to the 40 of Fulton. Stiff arms a defender and gets down to the 30, where he's finally brought down by number 5, Keegan Lee. You can hear the Hornet fans down below as they are excited with that pass reception by Hayden Major.
41 yards on that play by Hayden Major. Now, to me, Hayden Major just sounds like a football player. Uh-huh. I know I've said that 100 times, but I love that name too. And I love his play on that one. Gets the ball down to just past the 30-yard line of Fulton.
With that pass, Clampett goes over the 100-yard mark tonight. He has 134 yards unofficially. Here's a handoff to Midget crossing the Fulton 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Hornets! Yes! I had to hold it there, folks, because the refs wouldn't give me the complete signal.
Yeah, they didn't go all the way up with their
arms. Oh, my gosh, folks. I'm losing oxygen. I was about to pass out here. Oh, my gosh. 4:50 remains in this game, and Chillicothe has finally taken their first lead of the ball game, 29-26, over the visiting Fulton Hornets.
Wow, what a great drive. We got 4:50 to go, though. Fulton's going to get the ball back with lots of time. Here comes a very important extra point.
Alpern into attempt the extra point. He's 1-for-1 so far tonight. Here's a snap put down nicely. It's almost blocked, but it's not. It's good. Alpern makes it to where now it's 30-26. Fulton has to score a touchdown. They can't go for a tie. They're going to have to score a touchdown as we have 4:50 remaining in the game, and Chillicothe leads it 30-26. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.